This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Ricardo Roberts. A major youth group is calling on Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley to assemble a meeting with all stakeholders, including civil society and the private sector, to deal with the growing crime problem in Barbados. The call came from President of the Barbados Youth Development Council, Caleb Braffitt, during a press conference this morning at the Ministry of Youth's offices at Haggett Hall. Mr. Braffitt says while he supports the measures announced by the Prime Minister yesterday, he believes a national conversation must take place to address crime.
And while we do agree with the measures which are proposed, we still believe that the Prime Minister should convene a national meeting of stakeholders, that of civil society, that of the private sector association, that of community groups, a national meeting of stakeholders to ensure that collectively we understand what it will take to wrestle this violence to the ground, recognizing that this trend that we are seeing among young people is not a trend that we should be tolerating in this country.
Mr. Braffitt says while he supports the measures announced by the Prime Minister yesterday, he believes he also wants the Ministry of Youth to widely promote the programs that they are promoting, as he says, they are not aware of these plans.
What we are also advocating for, as even though we sit in this ministry here, the Ministry of Youth, that what we want the Ministry of Youth to do is more take an aggressive approach of showcasing and sharing the opportunities where young people can benefit in this country. Because the council do recognize that there are several opportunities that they can benefit from. However, what happens is that the opportunities are not known.
That was President of the Barbados Youth Development Council, Caleb Braffitt. Merchants in the city of Bridgetown did not reap the kind of benefits they were expecting from the just-concluded T20 Cricket World Cup. This was revealed by businessman and chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed, when he made a guest appearance on VOB's Mason & Guest program recently. Mr. Abed stressed that some of the major plans made to attract visitors to the city did not materialize.
They would beautify the city with putting in plants and foliage. Some of it was done, not a lot. Signage was going to be very important, and it would be done bearing in mind that we have this wonderful link to our past. And of course, most importantly, the city was uninviting because it was not bright enough at night when cricket would be over. Public facilities were put in place. They were going to do pop-up little things all along the sidewalks and the streets to encourage tourists. None of this happened.
He's still hoping to see the economic benefits from the World Cup.
So by making the point, and I'm not pointing fingers, this cannot be a discussion about pointing fingers. None of it happened because either time got away, either the emphasis was we need to do more with Kingston, or generally the private sector just didn't push hard enough. So a lot of it is that we felt, and we're now doing postmortems, is that anything that was perhaps pushed in that direction was not enough to attract them. Perhaps it should have been done, create events in the city to get people into the city. What was done at Kensington, I still, as I say, would like to see a return on that investment down the road in other means. But truthfully, in terms of saying, trying to spin World Cup cricket, that there would be spin-offs to the private sector, no. That never came to fruition.
Chairman of the Bridgetown Revitalization Committee, Eddie Abed. Prime Minister Mia Amor Motley has revealed plans to set up a new unit which will focus on taking care of the island's beaches. This after Hurricane Beryl caused significant damage and destruction along the coastlines, and government sees this as a necessary step to be taken. She was speaking at a press conference at Ilaro Court yesterday.
We are looking at a coherent approach from St. Lucie to the port of dealing with our beaches. In the past, you've seen some done here, some done there, some done there, some done publicly, some done privately. We believe that in the same way we have a unit to come to work every day to take care of the roads in the MTW, we must have a unit that comes to work every day to take care of the beaches. We need an executing unit now that allows us to take care of these beaches on an ongoing basis and to work with the requisite professional services that will allow us to have the advice as to how and where you nourish the beaches, where you have to put seawalls, because this is the world in which we live in now.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, the ceremonial delivery of the last canes and anniversary Calypso tent will begin today in Bridgetown. The event, which is being held in the city for the third time, will begin at 3 p.m. and end at 10 p.m. A number of traffic changes have been arranged. From 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., no parking is allowed on the following roads except to pick up or drop off passengers. And these roads are High Street, Roebuck Street, Marhill Street, Palmetto Street, Upper Wharf Road, Lower Broad Street, Fairchild Street, Porbrin Street, and Bay Street. And from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., Bay Street from its junction with Gemmots Lane to its junction with Fairchild Street and Lower Bay Street shall be closed to all vehicular traffic. And that was the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with your Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen to the Starcom Network stations or catch up on starcomnetwork.net and WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397, 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.